Good afternoon. Flags at the California State Capitol are flying at half-staff today for a fallen Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty yesterday. The California Assembly adjourned today's session in memory of Deputy Rick Del Fiorentino, shot and killed by a fleeing suspect. Governor Jerry Brown ordered flags lowered at the Capitol for the next 72 hours. The Mendocino County deputy was shot and killed after being ambushed by Ricardo Cheney of Eugene, Oregon, at just before noon on Wednesday. The 48-year-old Del Fiorentino was shot and killed by Cheney after confronting him on a dirt road 3 miles north of Fort Bragg. Cheney opened fire on Del Fiorentino's car with an assault weapon, killing the deputy who had spent 26 years in law enforcement. Cheney was later shot and killed by Fort Bragg Police Lieutenant John Nalty, who heard the gunfire and responded to the scene. The shooting closed down Highway 1 for several hours, keeping residents from returning to their homes in the area and keeping schools in the area on lockdown. Cheney's crime spree began in Eugene, Oregon, where he carjacked a vehicle and kidnapped the occupants by forcing them into the trunk. They later managed to escape. Cheney then fled south and got into an altercation with the business owner at Confusion Hill, where the first shots were fired, first by Cheney at the owner and then by the business owner at fleeing Cheney. Cheney was then spotted by sheriff's deputies, and officers from local and state agencies began the pursuit, which reached speeds over 100 miles an hour and led onto Highway 1. Law enforcement closed down a four-mile stretch of the highway in the effort to locate Cheney, who confronted Del Fiorentino near the Cleon Market, and opened fire. Eureka Police Department's updated most wanted list is out. Dan Squire has more.
The Eureka Police Department has released a new top 10 most wanted list, and at the top of that list is 23-year-old Silverio Snyder Sanchez, who was wanted on warrants for rape, kidnapping, and assault with a deadly weapon. The list will now need to be updated, however, after Eureka Police reported that one of the wanted men, Jason Lynn, who was wanted for theft, was arrested by Eureka Police after they received a tip from a citizen. The remaining eight are wanted for property crimes like theft and burglary. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Thank you, Dan. Digital technology has become a part of everyday life, and that extends to our motor vehicles as well. Modern cars come with onboard computer systems that measure and record everything from speed to tire pressure, and lawmakers in Sacramento want to protect that information and the vehicle's owners. Senator Bill Conning has introduced a bill that would require that vehicle owners be notified if car manufacturers are sharing that information and data with third parties. The bill would require that car buyers be made aware of the type of information the vehicle generates, stores, and transmits, and leaves the control of those who can access that information with the buyer. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California voters passed Proposition 39, also known as the California Clean Energy Jobs Act, for K through 12 school districts and community colleges to be spent on alternative energy projects. The Eureka City Schools District will be utilizing Proposition 39 to improve the energy efficiency of its facilities. Energy educator and manager Lou Jacobson.
We're looking at the short, medium, and long term. So in the short term, we're looking at a project at our Corp Yard right now. In fact, I was working with our facilities folk this morning to finalize our equipment lists and move that one forward. In the medium term, certainly we're looking at off-use projects, hopefully the summertime when the children aren't in the classroom. So we really want to be careful about not disrupting their classroom experience.
Jacobson went on to give an approximate timeline.
Bundling really cost-effective things together like lighting with less cost-effective things like heating, because certainly we want to get everything moving forward that's going to benefit not only the district by reducing our energy costs, but by creating a more comfortable learning environment for the students that we serve.
Proposition 39 is expected to increase the number of local contracting jobs in Humboldt County. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.